This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's the guy who's won the draft again, and Rob Cesternino. And come, what happened, everybody? Come on out. Taron Armstrong, Melissa Danny, Asia Welch, and Kevin Jacobs. Yes. Can you believe it? What a season. We did it. We made it to Toronto for the live show. Y'all have fun or what? And we're live.
That's live. Unbelievable, Rob.
Can you believe this?
What a night.
I can believe this. Saw yes, this coming.
It's almost as if we planned it.
Yes. Oh my God. We have the winners. We have two Kevins and two Ties.
Yeah. It's wild. It's too many people with the same name, I think. I think that's enough.
I think one goal of this podcast is to determine who's the better Kevin and who's the better Ty, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
These are not fun debates for me.
I think one might be easier than the other, but you know. All right. So we have a lot to unpack here tonight. We've got a live crowd. Let the world know you're here. Okay. We're streaming live. We've been graced here in this building by Big Brother Canada royalty all night long.
Yes.
It was cool. There are a lot of people in here. It's the finale. Sometimes people come out to Toronto, and it was nice that RHAP got to host the event.
Yeah, second of two nights. We had a great Survivor event last night, and I think a really fun Big Brother event here tonight. And of course, we're going to get a lot of inside information because we had one, the host of the jury roundtable, Kevin, was here. Kevin, great job.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. It was there's a thing that happened when I was in the house when people would be fighting or something, and I'd just be sitting back and like, this is good TV while I'm in the room. And while I was at the jury table, I was like, this is just fun. And Nika came in so hot, and I was like, yes, let's keep this going. Let me just throw you a couple softballs and you just keep fighting.
That was a good roundtable. That was a really fun jury roundtable. Like, I did not think it was going to get that heated. I thought it was just going to be like, well, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this one. And they went at it. They went after each other. I was shocked.
Anika came in like she had Arya Stark's list, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, okay, first of all.
I didn't know she was so mad. I had no idea she was so mad. I mean, I saw your interview with her. And I was like, oh, she's a little mad. And then she comes in and I'm like, oh, she's very mad. She's actually
her body language was like, yeah. Claudia was talking in the jury questions.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
Yeah.
She's mad at all the wrong people.
Yes.
I loved what Koozie said. Have you seen Big Brother?
Yeah.
Why are you acting like this is
brand
new?
She hasn't.
That's the question.
No, I know.
That was a good question.
That's where it fell off. She hasn't seen it.
Yeah. Also, Taron, you were at the taping today.
I was.
Yes. Yeah. And you also got to do interviews with the final three. So I'm sure that you will have some insights as well.
All kinds of insights.
All kinds of insights. How was everybody after the finale?
Ty was very happy.
Yes.
Claudia was very confused. And Daniel was very resigned, I would say. I would say those are the three.
But that Were the all the votes for Ty? Was it a clean sweep?
Shania voted for Claudia.
Yes.
Oh, so Renee, not even Renee.
Renee voted for Ty. I was so shocked.
So
I think it was like it's her friend and she wanted to give her a vote. She's been in the jury for a while. She knew what was happening.
I was staring at the jury like they were Wendy's French toast sticks. And Renee and Shania were discussing a lot after Claudia's answer to Shania's question. And they conferred with a bunch of other people as well. I think they, in my opinion, probably just planned like Shania was like, okay, I'm going to give her the one, is sort of the vibe that I got from that.
That's so sad. It really is. Do y'all think it was decided, no matter what performance Claudia gave, that Ty was getting the win?
It seemed like it.
I mean, because Claudia did give a really good speech. I mean, they both gave really good speeches, but I just loved Claudia's line where she was like, I didn't think about leaving for 1 second. Like, I wasn't about to leave. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
So I think the big question is, Kevin, if Claudia would have taken Daniel to the end, do you think that she would have been, oh, she would have lost?
When Daniel walked out, the jury looked very upset. I think he would have won, but I think it would have been a 5-4 or a 6-3 vote. I think it would have been a lot closer.
Yeah, I think that she would have been able, I think that the jury would have respected the fact that she cut him. It's like, yes, they may have respected Daniel's game, but I think that would have bought her a couple votes.
Claudia's kind of epic. She cut Shania intentionally or not. She gave Renee a vote knowing that Renee was going home. And then if she cut Ty and she's just there then she's like, look at my three closest allies. I put you there. It's kind of compelling.
Yeah, well, according to Daniel, and this is hearsay, but Daniel said that when talking to the jury, they told him he had it. If he was sitting there, he had it against anyone. People like to lie to these people when they get out there. Like, what are you going to say? No, I wasn't going to vote for you. It's never going to happen. Why not lie? But yeah, I mean, I think Claudia was potentially just in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. I think it wasn't necessarily about taking Daniel or Ty. It was about the decision that she made prior to the double eviction where she decided I'm going with Ty and I'm betraying my allies. I think from that point forward, they just never respected her game.
Which was just an awful decision. I mean, why did she think that was a good move? And then the fact when they ask her, what was your worst move? And she doesn't immediately say the double eviction HOH. Like, I don't understand. She took that as like, oh, no, that was like my choice, which that's a terrible choice. I'd prefer it to be a mistake.
Because how could she say that that was her worst move when she literally took Ty to the final two? Because that would have been admitting that she should have got Ty out then.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't.
Which she should have.
Right.
What if she was like, my worst move is actually sitting right next to me. Whoops.
Yeah. Like, ooh, yikes. Should have thought this one through.
Okay. Well, what about, this is the night where Ty won the game. Could we talk about, I guess, what Ty was able to accomplish? Because not since Kevin Martin, I feel like. Has somebody gone on this type of winning spree, right?
Well, he almost did. He almost had it. He was one win away from breaking the streak of Kevin winning out from Final 8. He would have won out from Final 10, but he missed it.
It's very interesting because Kevin studied the comps. Kevin listened and wrote down.
And Ty could do it without even studying the comps.
People gave him the answers.
Yeah.
He just went in and he was naturally talented and they got all these people out. But what I'm most impressed by, I think Ty's final five and final six moves to lie to people and use the veto were what people were making an argument. Okay, he's strategic. Claudia brought him. That's a game-winning move. He didn't win the final comp. He didn't win out. She had an opportunity to cut him and maybe, who knows, have a chance to beat Daniel. But his final move wasn't a comp. It was getting Claudia to take him.
Yeah. I mean, Ty was very impressive. I just feel like, and in terms of competitions, in terms of, you know, the fact that he did break up those alliances and he knew that he broke up those alliances. So he was able to say, I broke up those alliances, which I think is impressive to be able to call out your own moves. But I feel like he just was so missing the social aspect of the game. And as much as he wants to say, like, my social game was so good, you didn't even know I had a good social game. It's like, well, then you're not doing it right. Like, that's not right then.
Well, this is kind of what Big Brother teaches us, is that there's social game and then there's social game. And sometimes having a lot of power, winning a lot of things can make up for a lot. Yeah. It really can. We can say his social game wasn't good, but he just won 8-1, which is not an easy feat.
It's very shocking.
Yeah.
And one of the things in Big Brother is that messages change, and in life, messages change depending on who delivers them. And he sent arguably the most influential person in the game. I mean, he didn't even vote her out. The most influential person in the game, and Koozie, to the jury defending him.
Yeah.
True. It's the danger of the person that's on the outs. We've seen this a lot in Big Brother, where somebody who's not involved in any of the strategic gameplay or power structure of the game, they are very dangerous to the jury, with the jury, because they get to be the person who's leaving their best friend all week long. Hey, I'm fighting for you to stay because my fighting is completely ineffectual and doesn't do anything. And you leave feeling great about me. That's kind of what happened here. I mean, yeah. Koozie felt great about Ty because he was her only friend on her way out the door. And you have to be able to recognize that if you're in the house.
And then other few people were leaving feeling betrayed by whoever was HOH.
Yeah.
So it's like feeling betrayed by Claudia, or feeling betrayed, you know.
As much as Ty lied to people and you know, betrayed people, at the end of the day, he rarely was the person that actually sent somebody home. He was just winning and keeping himself immune. He very rarely won HOHs. He was just
bitter's back. This is like old school Big Brother. I don't know. A lot of people here are rooting against Ty very heavily. He doesn't need your approval. He's sending people out. He's getting them to be bitter at other people. Like, we've had a lot of arguments. This really felt old school.
Yeah, I mean, let's just say congratulations, Ty, right? He did win this season. So he earned that, right?
What are you gonna say next?
Very tepid.
Congratulations, Rob, for having Ty and Claudia.
Yeah, congrats, Rob.
In the draft.
You pulled the target.
I have one person voted out for my draft team the whole season, okay?
Yeah. I mean, so Ty went into this game trying to dominate, as we saw. He wanted to run this game, and once he realized he couldn't do that after a series of unfortunate events, quote-unquote, letters and socks, then he had to adapt and realize, okay, I'm going to have to play this game where all I can do is win out and lean on my showmance. And so, I feel like it's not something that we all enjoyed. It wasn't entertaining. It wasn't like his game specifically, not the season as a whole, but his game wasn't the type of game. It wasn't the Kevin Jacobs game where we really like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. This was amazing to watch. Right. But he did what he had to do for his specific season to win. So can't hate him for that.
Did you spoil us, Kevin?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're spoiled.
I ruined Big Brother. I mean, the thing is, what's so interesting to me about this is that it's different. I don't think this is similar to Kevin's win. I think other Kevin, this is its own thing. And I'm still kind of unpacking it because this is different. And part of why I watch these shows is to see different journeys. And this is not something I think we've seen before. And I have trouble describing the last few weeks of this game.
We have talked about it. I mean, you know, comparisons to individual players aside, I think easily the most the best comparison to season 21. I mean, very similarly, Jackson and Holly won out from around the same position, ended up going to the final two together. He wins over her, you know. He walks out to confetti, you know? It all kind of worked out.
Yeah. Very similar.
He even won an extra safety comp that we don't know if we can count, because otherwise he'd be tied with Janelle.
Who's the Cliff Hogg?
Daniel.
Oh. Yeah. This was a happier finale, I think, than the BB21 finale.
Yeah, a little different in tone overall, I would say.
Yeah.
Shocking ending. Yeah. Kevin, for that jury roundtable, when the fights were going on between Koozie and Anika, like, you just, do we see everything? Was there more?
No, this was hours.
Hours.
This is a long. I was having a great time. Jillian's here. I came home so tired. I was exhausted. But it's it's cool to just hear them going at it, because this was the first time that Kuzi and Anika had seen each other, and they were attacking. Santina got involved. DJ Dan was having fun with it. Like, he was making fun of them in the background. I was having so much fun.
Wait, did you leave the jury roundtable being like, Ty's got this if he gets to the end? Or did you leave being like, I don't know?
At the time, I left thinking Ty was the favorite, which he was. But a lot of people still had, about half the jury said that their votes were still up in the air and things could change, and they were open to seeing what happens.
Did you get the sense that what Daniel is hearing might be true, that he might have had some votes? Or because he said even Kuzi apparently was okay with voting Daniel, but
I worry about people coming into the jury and trying to convince them so deliberately about someone. Anika came in so pro Daniel that it was almost like overwhelming. And I think Renee was there too. At the time, Kuzi was very anti-Daniel, but also Shanae at the time was very bitter too. So I don't know. They're a mess. They're goofy. They're goofy.
I have to say, I really was thinking over these 2 hours, and I know you all were into it, that Claudia was going to win this thing. I really felt like that, okay, we had the first half hour was the Little Mermaid comp. And here she is, the Little Mermaid from PEI. Here she is. She's coming into her own under the CC. She's going to do it. And it's all coming together. She was going to be our Little Mermaid.
She
got her legs.
She was very impressive this episode. It just didn't pan out. I mean, and I think for me, if I was on the jury and she was sitting there saying, like, I decided that I was going to, like, pick Ty as my person versus the girly pops, like, it just, to me, wouldn't seem like a smart game move. So I don't know if I would respect it as much, just because it would feel like, and I know she said, like, I took myself here, I won the comps when I needed to, which is all true. But in the back of my mind, I would be thinking, like, did she though, or was she just playing Ty's game? Because Ty was winning so much, and Ty was so out there, and she was doing all these moves that, I mean, eliminating her own alliance members for him.
Next
it just
level.
All felt like, I don't know, it just wouldn't impress me.
I think it might seem counterproductive, but when you're doing something that the jury doesn't like, the last thing they want to hear is that you intentionally chose that,
right,
and it was your move. They would rather you have been tricked so they, right, can stick it to the person that tricked you. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there telling them, no, he didn't trick me, I chose to be with Ty, then they're like, okay, like, well, we're punishing you then because you're the person we're mad at.
Yeah, you did it wrong then. That's not good. Yeah.
So what can she say in that situation?
She shouldn't have taken Ty. I mean, that's literally what it is. I mean, she shouldn't have picked Ty over the girly pops. It all fell apart from her at that point. Like, those were her two girls, and she chose Ty over them when Ty had done nothing for her the whole game. Like, I mean, he never showed any loyalty to her. He never, you know, would give her even strategy conversations. He'd confront her on any move she made, any possible alliance that she had. Like, she should not have trusted him one bit. He gave her nothing. Not
hey, he gave her some Wendy's, okay?
He did. All right, fine. The Wendy's.
I've had your Wendy's, went. Canada. It was delicious.
Is it different from U.S.?
I had Wendy's poutine yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
We don't get that in the U.S.
I went to Winners also earlier today.
Is this a Winners outfit?
No, it is not. It is not, but I did go to Winners also.
This is a Winners outfit.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Very winning. Yeah.
We look like winners.
Speaking of Claudia and her performance, when I talked to Daniel, I did talk to him about part two and how that unfortunately did not go super well for him. He did say, though, he was playing along for part three, and he would have lost to Claudia. Claudia was winning that competition no matter who she was up against. So
okay.
There was no change in that outcome.
Those questions were so hard. I don't know how anyone, I mean, for me at least.
It looked pretty good though. It was like Tron mixed with chess.
The chessboard with the players on it, that was so cool. I loved how they
spent all the live feed money on the comp.
Was it worth it?
All they had to do was study this week, though.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I will say, especially with a Kevin Martin in the audience, that like they should be ashamed of themselves for their performance in some of these questions.
I do think, talking about Kevin, thinking about nailing every trivia question, they are depleted at this point in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, you are not
so was Kevin
there
Martin.
Mentally. Everyone is. So it's more impressive when you nail all the questions because you're just in that house. Like, this has been almost a week since Anika. Like, I don't even know.
Mm. Well, now I wonder, since we know that Claudia would have won no matter who she was going against in part three, and we talked about it a little bit on the roundtable, was she losing regardless? So if they were saying, oh, we would have voted for Daniel over Claudia, can we look at this similarly to like last season? If you think about like the person who took the other person and they could have won.
The person, unnamed.
Yeah, you think about like US season 16, like Cody taking Derek, you know, you think about that person having the power to choose and whether they would win or lose by making that decision. Can we even think about it this way? Because she might have lost if she took Daniel.
Yeah, she might have. I mean, it could also be one of those situations, though, where they really didn't expect that to happen and so never really considered what they would do in the event that that happened. And maybe when they're telling Daniel, we would have voted for you if you had made it, they're assuming that he would have won to have made it and not assuming that it would have been Claudia cutting tie to take Daniel, which may have changed things in the moment for them in a way that doesn't usually happen with these live questions.
How about this? Like, what if Claudia took tie and then just roasted him, just dragged him to hell in front of the jury? Would that have change anybody's mind?
I asked her that question. I was like, dude, you know, you mentioned him like wanting to quit, but you could have like named some names, you know what I mean? Like, you could have gone a little harder there. She was like, I'm just not confrontational like that.
Yeah. Now, okay, then going the opposite other way. Okay, we have the co-host of our Love is Blind podcasting, Married at First Sight, here with us. Asia, can you prognosticate on the romantic future for Ty and Claudia?
I give them about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Now, it didn't work out for Molly and Jackson, unfortunately.
It lasted a little while.
Or fortunately, depending on where you're from. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. For us, I don't know if it's because of lack of live feeds or what, but their relationship just never made sense. And it never felt like, it felt like a matter of convenience than a matter of just like chemistry and love, you know? So I'm just not convinced. I mean, maybe they'll get out of here and they'll really connect and we'll see a different story and then they'll post a beautiful post and we'll be so happy for them, but maybe not.
Maybe they're the next Kevin and Peely. Who knows?
Aww.
Ike and Jimitri.
This is like one of my favorite showmances. They were just so chaotic. This is just more interesting than people who lie in bed all day and don't play the game. This was fascinating to watch.
Can we send them to The Amazing Race Canada at least?
I would watch it. I would watch it. I don't usually watch The Amazing Race. I would watch it.
I would be stressed. They would stress me out. I just feel like the way that they communicate, it just gives me a headache.
It's just like they don't communicate. Yeah. Anything that the other person says, they like take it the wrong way and are like, are you trying to say you're in an alliance? It's like, no, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, let's face it. If they didn't win, we know whose fault it would be.
Mm.
It'd be Claudia's fault.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Always.
Poor Claudia.
One thing about Claudia that is that she was always acting in what I think she thought was self-interest,
right,
which I like to see out of players. You're not always going to make the right decision, but she was always doing the thing that she thought was right for her at the time.
It just sucks that it wasn't. It wasn't what's right for her.
Yeah.
And I loved when she would say that stuff. It was like, it was a disconnect for me because it was like, I would love that she would go into the diary room and be like, I'm not going to listen to Ty. I'm going to play my own game. Or like, I'm going to think about myself in this move. And then she'd like go out and do the exact opposite. So it was just like, can you just be the Claudia from the diary room at all times and not like go back and forth like that? But I don't know.
And it's so easy to just ascribe her losing to the final choice. But the thing about this game is it's never, we love to be like, oh, they took the wrong person to final two. It's never that one choice. Almost never that one choice. It's a series of choices. And I think her losing the girly pops is really what we can look back on.
Imagine if she was in the end with one of the girly pops. Like, and that
they saw her,
happened.
Everyone saw her as the leader.
Yes. Yeah. She was the leader of the girly pops. She would have had, it would have been her versus Shania or her versus Renee. And she absolutely would have won. I absolutely believe she would have won versus either of them.
She had a great end game set up.
Oh, yeah. She had a great end game.
Yeah.
And then it just like at that double eviction by her own doing, it wasn't even like, darn, like, oh, this all happened around her and she had no control over it. By her own doing, she sent her alliance members home. Oh, so
who's she going to take to the Little Mermaid?
Who? Oh, God.
How great was Vanessa in this episode?
That was
just
good.
Crushed it.
That was great.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now, we got to find out the identity of Canada's favorite player. And how big of an upset was this? Not at all. You all knew?
There were huge cheers, Rob. I was recording because I was...
There were huge cheers. I was hearing, Koozie, Koozie, yeah. Koozie. And then it's Jonathan.
Did they announce, like, second place or anything? Or
I don't think
they never announced.
Oh, I like when they do that. I like when they say, like, okay, the top three vote getters or whatever.
Because then you get
Well, that's because the top three vote getters were Jonathan, Jonathan, and Jonathan.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I do think Jonathan, though, is... No.
I mean, from the cast announcement, we said, okay, this was Claude. Oh, and this is, here, it's Canada's favorite player.
Yeah.
It's Jonathan. You just read for where he's from. And it was just like locked in.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he was
nice
like
guy.
The sweetest guy. So
he's fine.
He's like the nicest man in the world.
Yeah.
Rob doesn't like him, apparently.
No, he's fine. I mean, I want to get out of here alive. I mean, it seems like
he's
you all
fine,
love
guys.
Him.
He's fine.
I think he's fine. I didn't see him do anything that was that exciting or
he
fun.
He shook my hand five times at the jury round table.
But you know, at the jury round table, he's like, you know what? Claudia, she's a proud 100-pound woman from PEI. Like, give it to her. You voted for Ty.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, what
happened? What changed?
He probably gave an inspired speech about all three of them.
Yeah.
Because he's just too nice.
Know what he does?
That nice of a guy.
He's just a good guy.
He gave the same, like, you win this for me thing to, like, five different people on his way out of the tour.
You all love
he's
Jonathan.
He's just so full of love. He gives it to everyone.
Yeah.
I tweeted out.
Oh, boy.
I tweeted out, who are you voting for Canada's favorite house guest? And then there are so many replies. And I had a lot of Jonathan in the replies. And seeing that on Twitter, knowing how the different audiences go, I was like, okay, he's landslide.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if Twitter likes him and, you know, the casual fans like him.
Unstoppable combination.
Unstoppable.
I know we always want people to realize like how much they're loved. So a lot of people out there, like I loved Koozie. I love Big Daddy K. And I feel like she knows how much she was loved by the highlights and how much she was in those highlights. Even though she said she was embarrassed, she knows she was on the show a lot. And I feel like she'll come out to a lot of love. So I feel content with that. She brought it.
She's a goddamn star.
Yeah, she really is.
No.
She crushed it. I mean, I said
they should have saved her with the Wendy's points.
I thought they were going to.
Eat it, Wendy.
I was like, yeah. She's got to have it. Yeah.
She was the star of this finale in a lot of different ways. I mean, she was like at the jury round table making waves. She was, you know, by royal decree. I do not doubt for a second that it was her royal decree that got the jury onto Ty's side. Like, she was a person who had upwards of like four people at a time all willing to take her to the final two and lose to her in the game. They just couldn't win any competitions.
And if we're talking about kind of the stars of the season, I do think Daniel was a really good narrator, which is important for telling these stories. And I mean, just watching him break after he got voted out and like seeing it slowly sink in, that hurt my soul a bit.
Yeah. It's really too bad. I mean, he's such a fan of the show. I think he brought a lot to the show. And, you know, him and the Shady Bunch, like, I mean, once they formed, it was like, okay, I want to root for them. And then it kind of all fell apart. But, you know, at one point, that they were the star alliance for sure.
I mean, it really was just a classic case of, you know, somebody who was set up very well, riding that setup until the wheels fell off and then the ground fell out from under them and then their parachute failed. And then, you know, to top it all off, you know, they just get smacked in the face at the end. Like that's, he just couldn't win. None of his allies could win. It was just, if you can't win the comps, it's going to be really difficult to win unless you're Kevin Jacobs.
How do you all feel about if we say hello to some of our Big Brother Canada alumni who haven't gone to the bar?
Yeah, who haven't left to go drink.
These are the real ones.
Yeah.
That actually stood around.
Can we put you on the spot, Kevin Martin? Give it up for our old friend, Kevin Martin is here. See, Big Brother Canada 3, 8 years we've known this guy. Kevin, how are you?
What a great...
We got Kevin
Martin.
We'll get it.
Hello.
Yes.
There we are. There it is. How relieved are you that your streak wasn't broken here?
No, I mean, Ty beasted it out like few ever have, but I think it's good for him that, like you said, it's you don't want to have to comp out. That's not plan A. That's your plan B. And like, I think it's a credit to Ty. He beasted so hard.
Plan T. Yeah. Ty.
Ball game.
I want to see you guys wrestle.
Oh.
In mud?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you see this coming, Kevin? Could you feel it?
Yeah. No, I think we all sensed that Ty was becoming unstoppable. I think after the double eviction, there was no one at his level.
Now, have you talked to Sean tonight about like trying to help him prepare for, okay, there's going to be a new winner that has the same name as you. All right. This is what you have to do. Like, make sure you're like Big Brother Canada first winner, Kevin. Yeah, like
first name, last name.
Yeah.
We got a nice little like double. So who's next? Who do we got? We got like Jillian coming up again in the rotation or?
I think we should get another Paris.
Oh, Paris is so good. Well,
I think Nick and Phil will be the toughest. That's going to be a tricky one.
I forgot that happened.
Right? We're all going to forget this happened.
No. Anything else jump out for you, Kevin, from the finale?
No, it was a fun season. The lack of live feeds really hurt the show. The momentum all
I've heard.
Season.
I've heard that.
And I'm not a live feeder either, you know?
Yeah.
I'm playing poker for 10 hours a day. I'm
You're
not on
live
the live feeds, you know? Yeah. But it hurt. There was no social presence and stuff. I wonder if they would bring it back in the future of the show because the content on the episodes was really good. Really, really good. And it's too bad they lost. Like, you guys are crazy. You guys are like a cult, you live feeders. Like,
I mean, yeah, it's true.
I mean,
yeah, it felt weird having time to do other stuff. Felt weird, like being able to do our hobbies, you know, during the week.
You all got so much done this spring. You should be happy.
It was like a break.
Yeah.
A break during Big Brother.
Yeah. Everybody's house is probably spotless.
Yeah. Got some work done.
Yeah. So there's a silver lining.
I saw
for sure.
It was good.
Look, even when the show, you know, doesn't have live feeds or somebody comps out, maybe it's a Kevin, maybe another Kevin doesn't comp out. Like at the end of the day, all of these people are here because of the show, because they love the show, because they love the players. And this cast was very fun. There were so many fun people on it. You know, Kuzi, Vanessa, John, Hope was so much fun. So, you know, it's
Zach.
Who?
Okay. No. Okay.
Yeah. They brought a little something for sure.
But it's so wonderful. Like even when things are down, even when it's not what we wanted, and sometimes it is, and maybe some people did want this. Like it's just the love that emanates through the community. It's definitely not toxic. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here. It's so great.
You're not ending the show now, are you?
No, I'm just it's trying Terrence to, closing I'm just it trying out. To reset us here.
Yeah.
Get us on a good vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some epic alumni here who wants to swap out. Let's get another voice on the stage.
Poutine a lot of Poppy. Them went to the bar. Yeah. Who do you
Poppy.
See, Kevin?
Poppy. Poutine Poppy.
Oh, is he in the room?
Anthony Douglas?
Is he in the room?
What?
Is he in the room?
Here he is.
The man with the plan.
Let's say hello.
This guy's loyal to the soil. He'd never leave us.
If you meet in Toronto, you got to follow Anthony's Instagram. Anthony makes the best food stories. The man himself.
Yeah. So, Anthony, we heard from you during the commercials. You were rooting for Ty. You were psyched that Ty pulled it off, right?
Yes. I mean, it hit a point where it was just, he was speaking for himself, right? Like, I mean, going out there and having to, you know, everybody against you, you know, nowhere to really turn and having to comp out is something that should really be appreciated. And, you know, a lot of people don't really appreciate what he said in terms of his social game, but it was there. Like, he got brought to Final Two when he shouldn't have been brought. And it says a lot to his game and the power that he actually had, right?
So. Is it fair, though, if it's your showmance?
I mean, I think that's part of a social game, right? Getting a showmance, keeping the showmance.
He did better than Diane. That's mm-hmm. the bar.
Shout out to Adam. Where's my brother? Where's my pretty boy right there? Okay. Doug. Yeah, being in a showmance, you know, especially late in the season, which, you know, probably wouldn't happen on my season.
You wouldn't allow that.
But being in a showmance late in the season, it does give you like a huge advantage. And I feel like he preyed on that and he realized that, you know, this would be a huge, you know, benefit to him later on in the game. And he said what he needed to say and did what he needed to do to keep her there. And, you know, unfortunately, it was at the cost of all of her allies.
Anthony, you're on a season with Ty. He's winning every single week. What do you do? How do you deal with him?
I mean, I'm loyal to the soil. At the end of the day, if we're in an alliance, we're in an alliance. But I'll make sure to turn everybody against you at all costs, for sure. And I might not be the one to throw you in the fire, but I'll convince somebody else to.
But and also, you know, he was winning the competitions, but also, you know, and they couldn't beat him. But also, you know, there were times when like, oh, we can't put him on the block; he's going to get mad at us. Like, and they were scared of him.
Tough, very, very tough. I will say, on my season, I was Adam was scary. Like, I know he's only, you know, like 190 pounds or something, but he was scary. Like, going into the competitions, you knew he was going to win, and you knew you were kind of planning for what you were going to do when he won. You know what I mean? So, you know, especially being in the position that a lot of the people that were in the game were in later in the season, it's kind of tough to go against him knowing that he's potentially going to win. So why sabotage yourself? You know, you kind of have to talk behind closed doors and just be like, hey, we're going to do this. Even though when the time comes, some people didn't really do what they're supposed to do. Right.
So let me ask you this. The real ones knew from the beginning how good you were. But I think over the past couple years in the Big Brother world, people have really gained an appreciation for your game. Seeing how that changes, especially with the huge fans, what would you say to someone like a Ty or a Claudia, who are both going to have people who really like them and going to have people who, even in this audience alone, are totally against them? What advice would you give them coming out of the house?
Well, you know, steak takes time to marinate, right? So I think that I think that once people put their hate that they had towards Ty, because like I said, he was pretty arrogant. A lot of people don't like arrogance, right? But when they really realize what he did and how much effort he put in, they're going to put some appreciation towards it. I think he played a hell of a game. I think he won when he needed to win. And like I said, said what he needed to say. And that's why he was able to pull himself onto the final two. So great player. And like I said, his game is going to marinate for sure.
The season was like the complete opposite of last season in terms of, you know, last season was like, hey, we can win the season without winning competitions. Like, that is possible. The following season, basically the opposite. Where does the meta move forward from here? Are we back to this competition-heavy, focused sort of like style of gameplay?
I just think, you know, with every season that comes, it's always a new something you have to watch out for, right? Like after our season 7, you know, with the greatest alliance ever, you had to watch out for the all guys alliances, right? You know, and I was really hoping afterwards for some sort of powerful all girls alliance.
The girly pops,
right? Yeah, that was them, right?
They did it, right?
But
watch out.
They were loyal to the soil.
Hey, girl.
But
pop.
I think now people are going to look at, especially for the next season, they're going to use this as a reference and be like, okay, look, this guy's shredded. You know, he's going to win a lot of comps. We should probably take care of this now before it's too late, which is why Ty ended up in the final two, because it was just too late.
You heard it here first. Final 10 is too late. Get them all out immediately.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like they were going in that direction. They were trying to get all the comp beasts out right away, and they did. They took out every comp beast except for Ty, and then they had no comp beast to take Ty out.
Yeah, he was the only one left.
Yeah, you need, there's like a happy medium there where it's like you take out the comp beast, but like make sure you have enough like comp beast still left to take out the other comp.
Yeah, but then when that one takes out Ty, now that one's the only one left.
That's the thing. It's just, it's a vicious cycle.
I do think part of the meta that isn't changing is that every year people freak out about a Pretty Boys 2.0 and they're like, these guys are going to run the season, and then 3 or 4 weeks in, it just collapses.
You like that your alliance is now used as like a threat? Like, this is going to be a Pretty Boys 2.0.
I mean,
he's like, yes.
He likes it.
Yes, I love it. I absolutely love it. But this is, you know, this is what we talked about. Like Adam kind of brought us together at the beginning of the season, and we all kind of had the same idea where it was, you know, regardless of wherever way it goes, if we stick to the code, this is going to be a legacy. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. We really try to, you know, stick to that legacy. And of course, you know, a couple of people tried to stray away and I had to pull them back in. Right. But, It's great to watch, and I really feel like, you know, moving forward, people are going to have to watch out for players like Ty.
Yeah, they should always watch out for it. I mean, you can say, oh, well, the alliance crumbles, but sometimes there's people behind that make it happen. Sometimes it happens on its own, kind of like this season, but sometimes there's an Anthony Douglas in the alliance, and it's never going to break up unless you actively do something about it. And there still has not been a woman that has won this game since Paris in Big Brother Canada 6.
We'll always have Paris.
You kind of got to look out for it. You kind of got to look out for it.
That's true.
Thank you. Anthony, who else is out in the audience that we should hear from before we start to wrap this up? We're looking at a little bit of a shorter show tonight.
I mean, there's definitely another Pretty Boy somewhere out here.
Adam. Come on up. Come on up.
Adam.
Hey, you want to stay? All right, here he comes.
Hey,
here's Adam.
How are you?
How are you? Good
hey,
to see you.
How's it going,
Adam? What do you think about Canada's favorite player?
Let's go Newfoundland. Let's go Newfoundland.
Adam's pretty happy about it. I got his reaction.
I gotta say, like, Newfoundland really stands behind their people.
And really do.
It is because it's such a small community. Because it's not like Toronto. Like, when someone from Newfoundland does something like this, like, we stand behind our people. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very small community. So when somebody gets on Big Brother, the whole province watches this. So that's why we won.
Are they all computer hackers? Is that
no?
How you do it?
No.
I mean,
definitely not. Definitely not. Have you ever been to Newfoundland?
I haven't, no.
Are you coming?
Should we do the live show? They turn out.
Let's coming? Do it. Let's do it.
I want to go to Newfoundland. Of course.
Because we have this thing called George Street Fest, and Anthony is coming. Well, he says he is.
George Street Fest?
George Street Festival.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's a lot of fun, and I highly recommend you should come.
All right. Let's make it happen.
July. End of July.
Hey, look, if Poutine pops. Hey,
Dr. Dougie.
BBUS live show.
Boos might come too.
What can Jonathan expect when he gets home?
What's that?
What can Jonathan expect when he gets
home? Man, it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it is crazy. I didn't expect it when I got home. There was people, like, for example, at the time, me and Sam were in a relationship, right? And, like, it was probably one of our first date. It was our first days getting home. And I'm not exaggerating. We were walking downtown, and there was a car driving along here. They stopped. The car stopped, the person got out, and she was running. Adam and Sam! Adam and Sam! I'm like, what the hell is going on? And like, that's how it is. Like, I would line up at Costco to get my groceries, and there would be like a bunch of women standing up there. Like, that's how it is. But that's just for the first little bit, like 15 minutes of fame, right?
They don't do that anymore?
No. It's a lot. I feel like it's a lot different here, right? Because Newfoundland is very, very small. Everybody knows each other, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Adam, you won 7 competitions, I believe.
No big deal.
Same as Dane. Yeah. Now, on the episode, they said Ty won 8 competitions, but they're including the safety chain, which is
a little.
I think
the safety
iffy.
Chain was 9.
The safety chain would have been 8, right? Or am I wrong?
Uh-oh. I think the safety chain was 9. Because he won 5 vetoes, and I think he won 3 HOHs, right?
I think 2 HOHs.
I could be wrong.
He didn't win the final 3 HOHs.
I have no idea, so I'm no help.
So I actually had personally talked to Ty at the live thing, and I thought he said I said 8 to him, and he was like, "No, I won 9." He's like, "Because of the safety chains." So I was like, "Oh shit!"
Oh.
I'm like, "You got the record, bro." He's like, "Really?"
Don't let him gaslight you.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
He could be counting part 2.
I've been wrong. Yeah.
Either way, though, I'm always curious about like people who hold records on these shows. Like, is there any part of you that's like, don't win this one? Just
what's that?
Don't win this one. Let me have this one. Let me.
I don't have it in me to lose. Like, I really don't. And I gotta say, like the pretty boys. Like, I don't know if you remember the competition when we had the boxes and we stand up. They really, really tried to get me to lose that because they wanted Anthony to win so he can get a picture of his mom. I did not have it in me to lose, and I could have gave it to him. It was me and him at the final 2 in that competition. But like, I don't have it in me to lose. I always gotta go in there full boards, but.
Okay.
That's just the guy I am, right?
All right. Well, we could keep going on, but I'm getting the signal that we got to start wrapping this up here tonight. So let's just say, any final thoughts from the BB Can 11 finale?
I mean, this has been a season for sure. I have had a lot of fun covering it with you guys.
It was a fun finale.
It was a great finale. Honestly, watching it live with everybody here was just unreal. It's so different from me being by myself with my laptop watching it. So this was just...
There were no dogs barking either.
Interrupt. Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun. So I've had a blast.
Guys, thanks for having me. I'm gonna leave you to it because this is your podcast.
Oh, hey, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
You live here now. You
can. Yeah.
I think for me, one of the moments that really stands out of the season is Ty's about to walk out of the house, and then he kind of says, "Wait, isn't this just a game show?" And I do think that when you're playing these games, I've heard this said before, that if winning is a goal but not number one and you kind of don't take it so seriously, sometimes that's a big advantage. He almost walked out of the house. He really was right at the bottom. And when you have nothing to lose, when maybe you're on the block the first week, like we've seen in the last little bit, sometimes it gives you certain liberties to just do your thing and forget it. And I have no idea how the season's going to age, but it was weird and different and goofy, and I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, watching the finale in this room was way better than watching any other episode this season, besides, you know, that one. But I do. My biggest fear, and it's probably going to sit with us for probably a year because we probably won't find out until Big Brother Canada 12, is that they think this season worked really well. And then they're going to say, why have live feeds? We were fine. This is great. This is a great new formula. So I'm really nervous. But, you know, I just really hope that I don't know if it was reflected in, you know, the numbers and the episode viewing or what, but I just, this was, you know, hopefully this is a one-time thing. I would love feeds in the future if anyone out there is watching.
I don't know what the future holds for Big Brother Canada. You know, for better or worse, I don't know if this season was went well or if it went poorly. I don't know what they'll do in the future, if there will be a future for Big Brother Canada. But, you know, this show is just... Big Brother Canada especially, it's had its ups and downs. But I think we're all here because we love it. We're all here because it means something to us. And there's a passion that we have for it. That supersedes whatever it is that they give us. And it's just, it's very moving to be able to be here and have so many of you with us. And, you know, I couldn't do any of this without, especially a season like this. I'm on Twitter, I guess, talking about this was a difficult season to cover. You know, there was a lot that was missing. And it felt like, I think it made me appreciate even more just how special this show is, how unique this show is. And it's, again, it's what brought us all here. And I'm so, so grateful for every single one of you, not for just for being here, but for being here this, like, with me along this journey, listening, watching. You know, it's just, it's so special and it means the world to me. So thank you so much.
All the Wendy's points for Taryn this season. Come on. Give it up for Taryn.
Everybody gets Wendy's points.
Yeah.
We redistribute wealth here.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there because we got to wrap this up. We have a very fun after party that we're going to go to. And I think that there's going to be some very fun Big Brother house guests there already in progress waiting for us when we get there. So thanks to everybody who watched us here live tonight and everybody here who came out to be with us. How many people were here with us two nights? Amazing. We love you, Toronto. Taryn's interviews from the backyard are going to be up soon as well. When do we know when those are going to drop?
As soon as we can get them up, I guess.
Okay, be on the lookout for those coming on probably either late Thursday night or Friday morning. Kevin, anything else you want to tell people to check out?
Ball game.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. Good night, Toronto!